Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord, where every Wednesday we talk about the astrology and energies of the week ahead. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your presence. And I hope you get a lot out of the show because it's good to know how you can work with your energy in a powerful, intentional way with the cosmos, because we have so many different cycles of energy happening in our lives. You have the cycles of energy in your personal astrology chart. We have the collective cycles. Every planet has a cycle, and it can all get really skewed, but also quite fascinating when we look at how we're all collectively growing and healing right now. If you are new to the show, thank you for being here. Thank you for finding this. I have been doing this podcast since 2012, and I now have some information on YouTube where you can catch up on some of those earlier topics and teachings. I have a lot of shows that I think have an evergreen quality that you can just find a topic you need and listen to it now, and it doesn't matter when it was originally broadcast or recorded. So you can find that on YouTube under Conscious Cool Chic. Of course, my website is ConsciousCoolChic.com, and that's where you will find all kinds of information, including links and understandings of my books. I've written 11 books. You can look at astrology information there. I currently have a special on astrology sessions that will go until the 16th of December. And one more announcement. There will be a new Astrology 101 class starting in January, January 20th. It is 6 weeks every Saturday morning, and it's recorded because I work with global population of people, and I know that your lives are busy, and so there are replays for every class. So if you can't be there live, you can catch up with a replay, send your questions, and still learn more about your astrology chart. One of the reasons why I love teaching astrology is because it's your energy. It's you. It's your cosmic blueprint, and I hope it helps you understand more about who you are, what you are here to do in this lifetime. You know, so many people want to know, what's my purpose? Well, your purpose can show up through so many unlimited means. It could have an overarching theme. It could be so clear and defined. Astrology helps you understand it, and I love it when people start to understand their own chart more. So you can find out more about that upcoming class on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. So I don't know why I'm out of breath. I do know why I'm out of breath. Yesterday was 12-12. That's the portal, 12-12 portal. And it's typically a portal of communications, what needs to be said, what needs to be cleared out, what needs to happen to move a project along, to move something forward. The 12-12 portal is about also completions and endings and what do you need to complete so that you can carry forth with that next step, the next newness in the new year. The 12-12 portal is part of the series that usually we start counting the series of the portals with the 8-8 Lionsgate portal in August, and then every month it's 9-9, 10-10, 11-11, and then 12-12. So there's this, it's like a crescending energy, the sense of things building, you know, the climax, the big bang of what am I going to do next with all the energies in my life. So, you know, nothing big, just that giant question. What am I ready to do next with the energies in my life? And astrology is giving us some really clear answers right now. So as I broadcast this, we have three planets, that includes the moon, in Scorpio, and four planets in Sagittarius. The energies are really clear right now. They're really clear that it's about truth. In Scorpio, it's our emotional truth. It's how we really feel under the surface, based on the experiences that we've had, experiences we've accumulated through other people, with other people, sharing with other people. But it's the deeper feelings. It's a very emotional sign, Scorpio. There's intensity there. There's that sense of passion. There's all or nothing. And so we have that as one of the really strong signatures right now. And then we have strong Sagittarius energy, which is where we rise up to find the bigger meaning. What was I learning? What have I come to understand? What do I know that is absolutely true for me? Sagittarius is meant to pull us up out of that private cave of Scorpio. Sagittarius lifts us higher so we can see the full terrain. We can find the grand meaning, a bigger philosophy. Oh, I didn't understand it from that perspective, and now I see the light of something. You see the truth. You also see more of yourself. And Sagittarius connects us with that. It's that sense of these are the experiences I've had in my life, and these are the meanings that I give to those experiences. So we have this clear interaction right now between Scorpio and Sagittarius. It's even more intertwined because all of those planets in Sagittarius, which are Venus, Mercury, the Sun, and Saturn, are all ruled by Jupiter, and Jupiter is in Scorpio. Again, it's like you have a sandwich with an extra layer of Scorpio on it. It's saying, okay, you really are meant to get to the heart of something that perhaps was really difficult. It was emotionally trying. It maybe felt a lot of fear, anger, resentment, betrayal, manipulation, shame, grief. We are all collectively working with those energies. Whether you see it or not, we're also seeing more of this, the hidden stuff brought up out into the light so that it can be healed. And that's really the intention of moving something from the shadows into the light. It's to heal it. It's to make it whole again. It's to find the wisdom in it, to find the blessings, and to find forgiveness so that you can let it go. So all of this energy is part of this 12-12 portal, and it's part of the astrology of right now where it's no small matter. Let me put it that way. It's no small matter. These are the big structures of your life that have been under review, torn apart, taken down, deeply, deeply examined, and ready to claim in a new way. So there really is a big theme here. And with Saturn here in Sagittarius, the final degree, no less, 29 degrees of Sagittarius now is that we have another week of Saturn in Sagittarius, and it is to clean up the house, tidy it up, throw it out, get rid of the beliefs that don't serve you. Now, that's a pretty common phrase these days in many circles. It used to be just spiritual circles, but now it's said elsewhere, you know, what doesn't serve you, let it go. Well, as Saturn has been voyaging through Sagittarius, we're meant to be inspired, motivated, and to think about our life in a grander way, to connect with a higher vision. That is coming up even more because Saturn is sitting at the energy point of the galactic center. Now, the galactic center at 27 degrees of Sagittarius is an energy point, an astrological point that connects us, our little tiny selves on this little tiny planet, with the bigger universe. And so we get these downloads, we get these understandings, we get these intuitive hits. We just know things. It's like all of a sudden we are all claircognizant. We're all clairaudient. We just know. I mean, that's really the strong energy that is bombarding us right now. What do you know? But it's also important to stay open to more knowingness, to keep your definition of truth flexible, open, adaptable, so that it can continue to grow. The Sagittarius energy is interesting because it's very much about having a good time. You know, you got holiday parties, you've got gifts and fun things to do this time of year and socializing, and there's a lot of usually joyful energy around the holidays. And when the sun goes into Capricorn on December 21st, which is the winter solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere, that's also the day that Saturn goes in to Capricorn for the first time in 30 years. And with that transition, there's a clear signal, the party's over. And now you're ready to work for that vision that you have been constructing. And you're ready to walk the talk and get serious and make it real and put it into form. Because all the Sagittarius energy is the bigger parts of us. It's the bigger dreams, that bigger vision, and that sense of, I can do anything. It's the part of you that says, I want to travel the world, and I want to see all these countries, and I want to explore and understand different cultures. And then when we move into Capricorn, Capricorn says, well, you need money to pay for those travels. How are you going to make money? Well, you're going to have to work. Okay, well, if you work, you are going to need to have to show up at the office or to commit to a job, and then you can see about your vacation time, and then your vacation time is when you can travel. So what we do with this transition from Sagittarius to Capricorn is we get back to reality with putting it into reality. It's taking the sense of, I want to do everything, and Capricorn says, okay, well, then how are you going to commit to that, and what are you going to do to make that happen? So we're really moving through this interesting period here of what for you needs to be formalized and finalized and even adapted in so that you can take the next steps to putting it into form. Sagittarius is a mutable sign. Mutable signs are known for being a flexible, adaptable. They change their mind. They don't want to commit. They want to stay open. They're the non-committal signs. They're the ones that want to take something in one hand and hold something else in the other hand. They like choices. They like their freedom. Every mutable sign has these qualities. The mutable signs are Sagittarius, Pisces, oh gosh, Gemini, and Virgo. It's always funny when I blank out on a sign. All four of these signs want to have their options open. They like their freedom. They like I said, they like choices. And what happens is that after every mutable sign, we go to a cardinal sign. So we're moving from, you have all these choices. What do you want to commit to start with next? Okay, so you're looking at everything that you've done over this past year. You're looking at everything you've done over the past 2 years as Saturn has moved through Sagittarius. And you're being asked by the universe to say, what are you ready to put into a new form, to commit to show up to be an adult about? Because it's part of your grander purpose right now in your life. Capricorn is about our place in society, our place in the community, how we contribute. Maybe you lead, maybe you manage, maybe you do the hard lifting or the heavy work. How do you contribute to society? And how do you make this world a bigger, better place? What we're doing now is taking some personal responsibility in our lives based on what is. What are the actions you can take right now? What can you commit to? Now, our buddy Mars just went into Scorpio this past weekend, and now he is a happy camper. Mars was not a happy camper in Libra, and he did a good job of it. You know, he stuck it out, but now he's in Scorpio, and he's like, give me the reins on this horse, and I'm going to drive it. I'm going to drive this horse home, because Mars wants to go. He wants to follow a passion. He needs to direct his energy forward. In Scorpio, he has the emotional intensity to do that. So right now, look at what has come up in you that is passionate, that gets you excited, that says, yes, I want this. Mars in Scorpio is also quite decisive. You just have this feeling, I have to do this, I have to follow this, I have to go this way. And by the way, I don't care about that other option anymore. I don't care about that. There's a sense here that the energy actually becomes clearer for you based on your feelings. Mars in Scorpio is driven by money and the finances. And you could have that surge of, no, I really want to make some good money now. I'm ready for it. So where can you follow that energy? Mars in Scorpio can be amazing with healing energies, because Scorpio is a great healer when the intention is pure, when the intention is to be of service, to help people transform, to help them get to the heart of something, to see more, to see their truth. And so there could be a sense of, I'm really ready to move some energy through myself to transform it. If you have felt stuck or stagnant with something, Mars in Scorpio could give you that surge that pushes you through. So our energies right now with our Mars signature, and Mars is the masculine energy. It's our masculine energy. It's how we assert ourselves, our sexual desires, our anger, our ability to go for what we want. All of this right now is connected with our deepest feelings. And so you'll find that you will be driven by your passions or your fears. And with Scorpio, you have to look at your fears. Are you operating out of fear? Are you doing something because of fear? Are you doing something for revenge? Mars in Scorpio is connected with revenge, manipulation, betrayal. So again, you have to be very clear and honest with yourself. And this is a very transformative period where you look at, okay, this is how I really feel. Now, what am I going to take conscious action on? Because you know how you can want revenge, or you can want to do something out of fear, or you were hurt, so you want to hurt someone else, right? It's very human, very low vibe, very unconscious stuff that we all experience. Well, this Mars in Scorpio is actually asking you to really be responsible with that, and to make sure that you're not, that isn't driving you. Because that will bring up consequences that you probably don't want to face later on. So with the Mars in Scorpio, you really want to act from a place of passion and truth, and a place where the emotional charge is coming from a healthy place. Now, Mars is going to be meeting up with Jupiter here in another, well, he's got some time before he meets up with Jupiter, but that's going to only amplify whatever you're working on or wherever you're consciously using your Mars energy. So just a heads up about that. Now, I want to talk more about the Sagittarius energy because it's so big right now, and we still have our buddy Mercury in retrograde. So he's now, he was just conjunct the Sun in retrograde. So the Sun's moving forward and Mercury's moving backwards, and I got this image of a courier who is riding on a horse. And I actually got this image of a period in history when Venice was one of the most influential Italian city-states. And they would send couriers on horseback out to other other city-states in Italy to share news and share information and diplomatic issues and all that stuff. And I got this image of a Venetian horseback rider coming back home with the latest news that he collected from elsewhere. He collected from his travels. So that's basically what Mercury is doing right now, is he has been out there ahead of the sun collecting information. When Mercury goes retrograde, he comes back to the sun with what he's learned. And he gives him the news, and he keeps him up to date, and he says, okay, this is what's important. This is what's going on. Did you hear about this? You need to know this. That has been happening this week. And Mercury is going to continue to go retrograde until December 23rd. And he's going to then stop at 13 degrees of Sagittarius. And then he's going to go forward. And he's going to move through the full those 16, 17 degrees of Sagittarius one more time with more information to share. That's correct. It's a bit like a conversation when Mercury is retrograde, where he talks about one thing and he says, wait, let me double check that. And he goes and he gets new information and he says, okay, now I had the full story. This is what you need to know. So after Mercury stations direct 13 degrees on December 23rd and he goes forward, he will meet up with the sun again, but he's not going to meet up with the sun until they are both in Aquarius in February. In fact, it's the middle of February when they meet up again, the sun and Mercury. So Mercury is going to be getting the news and getting more information, and then he's going to give it to the sun in Aquarius, who will then share it with the groups, the people, the bigger networks and associations. So keep that in mind right now, that you could feel that you are learning something because Mercury in Sagittarius is a seeker of knowledge who goes out to learn new information. Mercury in Sagittarius often has a big mouth, big opinions, big thoughts. Everything is bigger in Sagittarius. It gets exaggerated. It's absolutely this and not at all that. So things tend to be spoken in hyperbole. But by the time Mercury comes back and meets up with the sun in February, the information is going to be more fine-tuned and clearer and cleaner, and you'll know what to do with it. So that means there's going to be 2 months here where you could feel like you're working out some stuff and getting clearer on the details and the next parts and the next vision. It's also important to note that in February, when this happens, we will also have our solar eclipse. Yes, that's right. We're getting to the point again where we speak about eclipses. I'm going to do a separate show talking about the 2018 eclipses because we have five in 2018. The first one is January, yes, next month, January 31st. It is a lunar eclipse in Leo at 11 degrees. The second eclipse is a solar eclipse in Aquarius at 27 degrees, Aquarius, on February 15th. So, that is coming up here. And before the show, I was just thinking that it makes such a difference to me to say the eclipses are January 31st and not February 1st. There's something about the fact that it's in January that feels different than if they were both in February. So we are going to be feeling that pretty soon here as we head into the new year. So the other thing about Mercury going retrograde right now is that he's going to be meeting up with Venus too. And that's always a lovely hug and handshake, and they're brother and sister. Mercury and Venus, they get along great. They want to talk. They're siblings. They're like, tell me the news. What'd you hear? What are our friends doing? What did you buy? they just have a nice chat together. So when that happens, you could hear good news. You could hear something happy about wherever this energy is in your chart. So let me give you a degree, because it's going to be at 17 and 18 degrees of Sagittarius, and that is going to be exact on December 15th, December 16th. So Friday and Saturday, Mercury and Venus meet up and they hug and they share good news and they share the love and they share the stories, and that could just be a sense of just even happiness, peace, of something lovely coming through. So keep an eye on that. And then Mercury, he keeps going backwards, and Venus, she keeps traveling on through the rest of Sagittarius. So the energies here, my friends, are really meant to help you look at the bigger picture of your life right now. And I love how astrology works with our current calendar, because Sagittarius is the bigger picture. So December is when we look at the bigger picture of this year. And we do the whole review, right, of what 2017 was, what every year was. And we look at what we've learned, what we experienced, where we traveled, what we met, who we met, what we learned about ourselves, what was important on our journey this year. So Sagittarius has that whole sense of, this is what 2017 meant to me. Then, when the sun moves into Capricorn, it's meant to also shift our perspective to being at the mountaintop of 2017. And you look at the hard work you put in, or what you discovered, what you experienced in the physical world. What were your accomplishments? What are the results? It's a bit like, you know, for a business, it's like, okay, what are our year-end results? What are our achievements? What did we accomplish? Where did we fall short? Capricorn is very business-minded, so it sees it through this lens, this very practical lens of, okay, in 12 months, what was this all about for us? And so we do look at perhaps some of our, I'll call them our losses or our struggles. Well, we look at where we felt alone, where we felt challenged. And then what happens in this beautiful way, you know, the calendar shifts and we go and we look at a new bright day on January 1st. And that Capricorn energy that was at the mountaintop is then at the bottom of the mountain. And when Capricorn is at the bottom of the mountain, it says, all right, these are my goals for the year ahead. This is the next mountain I want to climb. This is where I'm going to commit. That's where we do all these resolutions. This is where I want to see results. That's why people want to lose weight and eat healthier. This is where I want to direct my energy for the long term. So we start the year with the Capricorn energy of determination at the bottom of a mountain, and we end the year at the top of a mountain. Capricorn is the mountain goat that doesn't give up and will do what it needs to do. It will zigzag up that mountain, but it will get to the highest peak. So Capricorn is important for the year end and the year beginning, because it's meant to center us, to ground us, to return us to what's important. Now, with Saturn moving into Capricorn next week, this makes it even more real. So what you're really being pushed to do here by the universe is to take a good hard look at your journey, your spiritual journey, what you've learned, what has meaning to you. You're meant to stay open to what continues to come in, because there are going to be further activations of the galactic center, further activations of higher knowledge, higher understanding that will fit exactly where you are. That's why this is very personal, too, because the information you receive is perfect for you and might not be perfect for your best friend or your mom or your sister. It's meant to be for you. So the Sagittarius energy also reminds us that our journey is lonely at times. And you have what you need on your journey and on your path. You have the resources. You have the tools. And if you don't, you have the ability to ask questions to go find that knowledge and that information. Sagittarius is quite independent. It's very adventurous. It wants to do things on its own. It doesn't want a timetable. It does not want to be put on a leash, and it does not want to be restricted. And so there's this sense of love your energy, all of it. Love all of it. Understand that even when you feel so alone at times, or you feel that you're this lost wanderer somewhere out here in the galaxy, you're still connected to spirit, to source, to God. You're always connected. And that's where Sagittarius really gets its faith. It's understanding, well, no matter where I may walk or roam, I am always with God. I'm always with my angels. I'm always with source, because I am source. I am divine energy. We are being flooded right now, my friends, with this divine energy. And it's so strong right now. I hope you can feel it. I hope you sense it in your meditations. I hope you sense it in your being, you know, in your vibrant field of light. I hope you're opening up to it. It could be a simple opening you do, heck, in the shower. You know, while you're driving, before you go to sleep, when you're walking around, when you're on the treadmill, it's something that you must open to. You must open to it. That is our choice. That is our free will, is to invite it in, to invite in spirit, to invite in our angels and source. We must initiate it, and then that's when the connection happens, and it lights up, and it grows stronger. There, I feel like so much of December is going to bring a shift in what has meaning to us. And you look at how far you've come in your life, right? And maybe all the different masks you've worn, different identities, different educations, teachings, what you've learned, what you've had to endure. And you realize with a new wisdom who you really are right now. And the question to answer in this next week is going to commit to for universal benefit. Who am I going to be in my human suit that is God in human form, that is the universe in physical matter? Who am I? Who am I? And what am I committing to right now? Because there is a new sense of getting real about your energy. That's because of Saturn moving into Capricorn, and he's going to be meeting up with Pluto in 2020. Ooh, that's going to be a doozy. That actually is happening in January of 2020 at 20 degrees of Capricorn. So you have a heads up here. 20 degrees of Capricorn, Saturn, Pluto, they're meeting up, and that's going to be some serious business. That's transformative. That's big dealings. That's big, big change. So that's part of what we're moving to as 2017 closes and 2018 begins, is your longer-term commitments of who you are and how to make that commitment to the universe, okay, like to yourself and to your God, to your angels. And it's based on a mature energy. It's based on the sense of responsibility. I feel it as like a soul responsibility. Like, no, this is really who I am in this lifetime, and I must feel good about doing this work. I mean, I must really be ready to do this. So that's why I feel like there's a seriousness happening here. It's because all the Sagittarius energy has been inspiring us and motivating us and looking at possibilities and figuring out what we want and how it raises our vibrations. And then the Capricorn energy says, okay, make it real. And off we go in that new chapter. So for this next week, I just hope you can feel that you're not alone. And I've been actually, this has been a big theme with my clients throughout all of December, is that, okay, there's been two themes. First of all, you're not alone. You're always connected. You're always supported. But the second point is, don't be ridiculous. Don't be a silly pants. You have to ask. You don't have to do everything on your own. You don't have to carry it all on your back. In fact, there's a wonderful quote, and I'm sorry, I don't know who to credit this wonderful quote to, but it is, those mountains you are carrying, you were only supposed to climb. Those mountains you've been carrying, you're only supposed to climb. So you got to drop all the baggage and all the crap that you don't need anymore, because that wasn't the point of all this. You weren't supposed to collect all this crap as you go and just make your climb heavier and harder. You're meant to drop all that, take what you need, and then recommit to the next mountaintop. So we're doing that assessment right now. With Mercury retrograde, it's a reassessment. It's a relearning, a recommitting. Oh, yes, that's right, I forgot about that part. Or, oh, yes, I meant to take this, not that. So you're coming back into alignment with yourself. And that's and when you do that, when you come into alignment with yourself, then bam, you are in straight alignment with that galactic center. And bam, you're really, really on your path with what is right for you. So if you need a visual, the visual I would give you is to imagine all seven of your chakras in their beautiful, bright, clearest possible colors. And then that crown chakra there up above your head is a direct link to the highest possible light of the galaxy. Like, it's literally going up to the galactic center, okay? And it's literally shooting up there and making you so receptive. And by the way, this is how amazing things happen in our lives. Like, we get these new floods of unconditional love and deep forgiveness. We drop our ego crap. We drop all of our overthinking it. We just feel peace. We feel a greater, it's like you're being doused with something of a much higher vibration. So that's our work right now, is to be willing to let go of these things that have been held in, that we've been holding up and carrying that we just didn't need to carry. Now, the sun is going to make a square to Chiron at 24 degrees. That's going to be a time of even further insights for you, where you're going to say, okay, yes, done, I get it, I'm healing this, I don't want to carry this, I don't want to be that person, I don't want to feel these feelings. It's like you can have the same feelings on autoplay and until you realize, I don't want to keep circling in this anymore. So when the sun squares Chiron, you're really going to feel like you can make a different choice. You can make a new choice. And that's going to happen on the 16th. and 17th of December. So this weekend, there's a sense of, well, I can tell some things are completed because the universe is calling me forward into new areas. And that's the other awesome thing about this energy lining up at the Galactic Center, is that you feel called. You feel called to these next areas that excite you, that interest you, where you know you have more to contribute. The sun is going to make its conjunction with Saturn. That will be the 20th, a week from today. And that's a real big day of ends. It's a real, really big endings. You know, you could just even have that sense of, yeah, I'm really done with something. I've learned a lot. Thank you for the knowledge. I'm grateful for the blessings of this experience, of this adventure. And now you have a sense of, I'm ready for the next thing. The winter solstice is a turning point of energy because it's the day of the most dark here in the Northern Hemisphere. And then we gradually shift into climbing up to the summer solstice, where we bring in more light every day. So the winter solstice is one of these days where we reflect, we go inward, we take some time, we get some peace within, and we really look at what we want going forward. I'm going to have a show on the 21st. That's Thursday the 21st instead of Wednesday the 20th, in order to honor the winter solstice, but also because I'm traveling on the 20th. So next week's show is going to be on Thursday, and that's going to be perfect for just gathering here and collectively with our energies to take some time to reflect and to honor what has transpired for you in 2017. I'm looking here at my notes to see if there's anything else I wanted to cover in this show, other than just to say I'm so grateful for you and your time that you are here connecting with me. I hope this information is beneficial for you and that it resonates with whatever you are experiencing. The other thing I want to touch on really quick is that the Galactic Center is now working with that solar eclipse we had back on August 21st. It's working with the energy of that solar eclipse. It was so big. So Saturn, the Moon, and the Sun all conjunct the Galactic Center at 27 degrees are saying, listen, this is what you meant to learn. This is what you got from that. This was the heart activation, the heart download that came through you that you couldn't deny. And that's what the new moon is all about. I realize I didn't talk about that new moon, so I'll do a separate show on that new moon. I'm just trusting that's how that was supposed to unfold, because I feel like there's other messages that we needed to know around this time. And with this show, I just channel. I just listen, and I just share with you whatever comes through. Even when I have the notes written, there's other stuff I'm supposed to convey, so I just trust that. So I will do a separate show for you on the new moon on December 18th because it's so big. And in the meantime, my friends, thank you for joining me, and I'll see you back here very soon for a new episode. I wish you a beautiful, beautiful week ahead, and we'll connect soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.